Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very middle-aged edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I am joined by the Crusader King himself.
Do not call me that.
Basher.
No, I'm not accepting that title today. This is not something I'm king of. I'm king of many things, but crusading is not one of them.
Well, you heard it here first. He is not the Crusader King. That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode is Crusader Kings 3. But before that, let's do a little housekeeping. So you might have heard in the last episode that little disclaimer at the front saying that our schedule got messed up due to technical issues. Is that question?
Between the two of us, we couldn't just we're not... We're not the smartest people in the room ever. I get that. But, I mean, we play video games. Like, we can get a grasp on things.
I've been playing since 486s, man.
Right.
Like, I've seen it all. I have played it all. I have seen it all. I even jumped into VR at one point. I was one of those people. But I play Crusader Kings 3, and I'm like... Did gaming like loop me or something? like what happened?
I don't want to even say it's this genre of game because would you put Civilization in the same genre as this?
Yeah, I would. The thing that always comes to mind is like mainstream, right? And it's, you've got these games and there's stuff, other stuff like 4X games are very much in the same vein of just so many layers and layers and layers of things that you have to truly commit to them. And I've fallen into those games before. Like, I've fallen into games that they take a certain amount of just commitment's not even strong enough. Like, there's such a learning curve that it almost becomes learning a platform versus just learning a game. And I think Crusader Kings, along with Europa Universalis as well, is just you have to really play and play and play them before you even start to get them. But then the question for me becomes, is that smart design? Like, is that a design problem or is that a me problem?
I mean, I want to say it's a little bit of both, but at the same time, like, I don't believe that. This game was so, like you said, daunting to the point where I feel like if you, not to spoil the end of the episode, but if you haven't played any Crusader Kings game before, this is not the one. And if it is the one, holy crap, this is the best like you can do in terms of like introducing new players to your game, because I do not feel at home at all.
Yeah, no, I've to back in the day, I actually played Crusader Kings 2. And I actually had a decent relationship with this publisher. I had talked to them and I played other games from them. And what I will say is, like, Stellaris is a game that I really enjoyed for them, as well as Imperator Rome. I can never say that title right, and people call me out on it. Imperator Rome. And while I think that game is one of their weaker ones, I could pick up those games, and for whatever reason, they just clicked with me a little bit more. And while these games are very similar, I look at something like Crusader Kings 2, which I also just couldn't get into. And I think part of it is like, and like you just said, like the benefit of Game Pass in general is that there's a lot less friction to getting into a game. You know, I've got this subscription, I can start it, and if I don't like it, then whatever. Like, I maybe wasted a dollar or two and some of my time, and that's it. So I'm a little, I don't want to say concerned, I'm a little confused as to why they decided to launch this game into Game Pass. I would have to assume Microsoft approached them. I don't think this would have been the other way around, because to me, that just doesn't make sense. Like, this game was going to sell to the people either way, but them making this game, there's nothing about this game that signals to me that this is a good jumping in point. This is a version of this game. Like, this isn't the Civilization Revolution. Was that the console version? Like,
yeah, that's, yeah, that was exactly.
That was a game that if you had never played it before, if you never played Civilization, because maybe you didn't have a PC, or maybe you heard about them, but like you just couldn't get into it. Like, Civ Rev was a great game to get that. That is not this game. So I'm confused to why they decided to launch it into Game Pass when you were probably going to buy this game either way, or if you were kind of looking into the series, like you, like, I mimic what you say and just say, like, I don't feel any more comfortable at all than I did before I started this game. Like, even hours in, I'm just like, man, like, there, I don't have anything bad to say about it other than I still don't quite understand what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, but I don't really understand why I'm doing it or anything along that line of thinking, I guess.
No, like, again, playing through the, so I don't know how far you got, but I got, as far as, I played through the tutorial, which is a lengthy tutorial, and sadly, but unfortunately it needs to be, because it's just so dense of a game. And after the tutorial, it just kind of keeps going into, like, all right, and now you got the basics, and you continue on. It's like, continue on doing what and how? Like, you taught me how to make vessels, but I'm not sure what the purpose of them. Like, I understand, like, vessels are needed so that your bloodline does not die off. And that's the only way you can really game over, because this game does not game over traditionally like other games do. Like, as long as you have a vessel, as long as you play the game, you'll, like, the world will just continue. And I think that's a really cool idea, and I like that premise. But living in this world is incredibly hard to do, even with the education they try to deliver. I think this is one of those games where it's like you almost have to like flight simulator it, where it's like, all right, here is the chapter or series on creating vessels. Here's the chapter or series on waging war. Here's a chapter or series on taking land. All of them need to be multiple episodes or parts long, because doing the one thing the one time in the tutorial does not prepare you for this game at all. Furthermore, playing the tutorial over and over again is just not conducive to fun gameplay.
No, yeah, and the chapterization, is that a word, of the tutorial elements of like a fight simulator, the Age of Empires series does this extremely well. And that's exactly what they do, in that each individual mechanic, and even I shouldn't say each individual, but a lot of them have their own chapter. Like the initial 2 hours you're going to play of that original Age of Empires, and I think the sequel as well. I never really played three, but one and two are very similar, so I might be mixing up those in my head. But I specifically remember the most basic things of hunting had its own chapter. And this game is a little bit different in that Age of Empires is a similar game, but it's also not a grand strategy game, in that it wants to, this isn't something you're going to sit down and finish. Whereas as an Age of Empires, it's tough. I feel like I'm contradicting myself. I guess my point is, I agree with you. I feel like there is a better way to tutorialize this. And like you said, just doing the tutorial over and over, it doesn't actually, I don't feel like I'm actually being taught how to conquer the different scenarios that might come my way. And that's where I sort of, even after playing this game for hours and hours, I feel like if I dumped another 10 to 20 hours in this game, I would start to get it, but I still don't think it would be for me. And as someone who has played a lot of Age of Empires, and I have played Stellaris, I'm wondering why that is. And that's where my struggle with this is, in that I like other games from the same developer, and I don't understand why this one won't click with me.
I'm right there with you up to a point, because I feel like if I did put in the 10 to 12 hours to get good at this game, I would enjoy it immensely. This game seems like something just up my alley. The issue is, with not just this game, any game, I'm not putting 10 to 12 hours in before I like it. Like, it is a very heavy task to just jump into this. Like, this is not the jumping on point for a game. Like to your point earlier, excuse me. Civilization had, when it came to consoles, it had Civilization Revolution, which is a quote-unquote dumbed-down version for console players. Still a good game in its own right, but it kind of just simplified a lot of the mechanics, a lot of the ideas of what Civilization is. So much so where you play a proper Civilization and you're like, I get this. Like, I've been here before. There's a familiarity with it. Whereas Crusader Kings 3 needed a... if you're putting this on Game Pass, like, it should have been a quote-unquote Game Pass version, where it's like, here's a more simplified take on the series. Here's all you need to know. Here's the basics. Here's everything kind of simplified, or lack of a better word, dumbed down, so that when we do release Crusader Kings 3 on here, you can just jump into it, and now you're a fan of the series, and you know what to do.
Right, and yeah, I guess... I guess I feel like, I don't know if that's a good argument against Crusader Kings, in that while I don't know if Game Pass should be the quote unquote dumping ground for easy games.
In general, in this specific sense, like, you just dropped the most. I mean, like, again, maybe we're just real dumb dumbs, but you dropped one of the most complex games I've played in a long time. And, like, this game is not selling blockbuster numbers just in general. So it's like, you drop it on your service that does have blockbuster numbers, and you're like, you want to get people into it. And I'm sorry, like, this is just not it. Like, because I feel like, speaking for me, for myself, people like me, there's a game here that I want to really fall in love with. This is a game I want to spend 20, 30, 40, 50 hours into. The issue is getting me into it. and it just was no clear path on how to get me to understand it. Like, the tutorial just was not up to snuff.
So I guess I would present a hypothetical argument against both myself, I guess. What if they dropped like a Dark Souls into a Game Pass? Like, if they dropped Dark Souls Elden Ring,
Dark Souls is only complex to Dark Souls players to make them feel more superior to other gamers. They're like, Dark Souls isn't. I see your point.
I wasn't even approaching it from a complex part. I was approaching it more from niche isn't the right word anymore, because it's not. But I guess that's my argument, is that at one point Dark Souls was, or Demon Souls, I guess, it was kind of like a mythical thing. You know, it's like there's this game out there that just punishes you in every capacity. And it took them I would probably say like Dark Souls 2 was the first one to really sort of hit hard, in that people were like, there was a lot of hype behind it. Like, that original Dark Souls still had some hype behind it, but it was like Dark Souls 2, where after people had kind of experienced it, they were super much into this now. And then you even got stuff like spin-offs, like The Surge, which we've played on here. Like, The Surge wouldn't exist if that original Dark Souls and Demon Souls didn't start something. And the key is to get more people into it. But they never changed, for the most part, they never really changed those games. For us to sit here and sort of ask them to change the ramp into Crusader Kings, is that fair?
I think it's absolutely fair, because the same conversation we spoke about how a game in the same genre as this, Civilization, said, sure, we want more players. Like, how do we do that? Let's create a version for console players that bring them into the fold. Like I think it's absolutely fair, especially if you're dropping on something like Game Pass. And to your point, to your Dark Souls point, it's also a matter of some genres are just lean better to people figuring things out on your own. Like a third person action game, literally every single gamer has played one of those. You play those by accident. Whereas something like Crusader Kings 3, you have to go out looking for it. You have to have an initial interest in it first. You don't just fall into these games. So I feel like they really do need to kind of sit down and be like, all right, what do we do to bring in new players? We dropped on Game Pass. That may or may not help. I honestly hope it did help. I hope more people played and figured it out, unlike us. However, if there are more people than less like us who are like, I wanted to like this game, but it's just simply too dense. It's too far gone. Because again, this is the third one. I feel like their next game should be something like a Revolution take on it. Because again, I want to like this game. This is one of those games that I know on paper is a good game. If a fan of this game, someone who is well versed in this game, said Crusader Kings 3 is the absolute standard, the best in the genre, this is bar none the tip top best game of the genre, I'd be like, I bet it is. And that's all I could do. Sadly, I can't get into it.
No, I won't say unfortunately, but no, I 100% agree with you in every capacity. I lean towards this just isn't it. This just isn't a good fit for, I think, what they were trying to do, which is get more people into it. And I just don't think this is the game to do it with. I just don't think this was going to... This is not the Civ Rev, where somebody might venture out and try something new and be able to just sort of pick it up and go. I was mainly asking those questions for devil's advocate reasons.
Right.
This is just sort of a unique episode in that, like, we really haven't even talked about the game. We've really just talked about how we're a little bit more confused with the strategy, and that, you know, Game Pass offers this different way for players or to engage new players and existing players, but we're a little bit confused on it. But I think that's sort of a testament to just, like, even if we were to start discussing this game and really going into depth, I don't know if we would do it justice, simply because it didn't latch on to us for 60 to 100 hours. You know, I can go over stuff in Stellaris and then people's eyes would roll in the back of their head, because either you like Stellaris and you're already playing it, or you're not. And I just don't know if it's still Crusader Kings 3 to me is not going to change this from being a niche sector in PC gaming. I don't think that this is going to change anything. I don't think it being on Game Pass really helped anything. Maybe it did. Maybe we're wrong. But that's just kind of how I feel about it.
I completely agree. It's just it's one of those games where, like, I mean, real briefly, we could get into the gameplay that we know. I mean, again, if you play Civilization, you're kind of familiar with it, but you're essentially playing on tiles. You play as certain people through history, well, made up people through history. You play as dukes and lords and all of the sorts of titles. And the entire game, the point of the game is almost to just survive the world and kind of live within it. Because, like I said in the beginning, there's no real end game per se. You just kind of keep going. And
I mean, the whole game is end game.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So that means as a small country, you can stay a small country and just live in the world. Or if you want to, you have aspirations of being a bigger country, you can do that a number of ways, by taking over other countries, through war, through religion, through a number of different ways. And it's very intricate. It's very detailed. It's very nuanced, it's very cool, but there's just simply, if this is your first outing, if you're asked to take over a country through, through means of whispers and hooks, you're not going to be able to do it. You're just simply not without educating yourself to a point where this is a learning exercise, as opposed to you playing a game and just liking the gameplay.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to add on to that. You played more than I did, and I think we feel very similar. And so I don't think there's enough reason to keep sort of belaboring the point in that.
I took over. I guess I started a war, won a war, in. I still had no idea what I won, how I won it, and what was gained. Like,
you won.
I looked at
the luster. The
I looked at the my stats or my territory or whatever. I looked at my persons in that game. Just like, all right, I did that. Now what? Like, do I do it again? Is anyone like? Some people are displeased. Some people are very pleased. How do I keep up with the people that are displeased? Because they're going to try to come at me with hooks and murder plots. Like, I started a murder plot on someone. I'm not entirely sure why. If it goes through, what do I gain from that murder plot? Like, do I still need to put a vessel there? And do I have enough? Do I need to continuously? Like, I know I have to continuously make vessels, but I mean, does that happen automatically, or do I have to do something towards that? Like, it's such a handful of a game. It's like, I want to like you, but I just can't crack your code right now.
Yeah, and I have nothing other to say other than, like, it was just a complete swing and a miss for me. And again, I want to stress that maybe it's just the not Middle East. That's not the word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for?
European? What?
No. Yeah, but the medieval, you know, it's got that art style and of knights and, you know, it's not like Knights of the Round Table or anything like that, but maybe it's just the setting for me. Like, there's just something about this version that they're trying to tell. Maybe it's the UI, whatever it is. The UI is fine. There are, like, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, like, there's so many tabs and I don't know. There's just something about it that I just look at it. I'm like, this is probably okay, but it's still just not speaking to me from a UI perspective. I just swing and a miss completely for me. So.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with that. It is a swing and a miss for me as well. Although I really wanted to like it.
So there you are. And unfortunately, when it comes to this show, we have to make a verdict. And, you know, we do our best to not do these middle decisions of, you know, you probably shouldn't play this unless, you know, I don't like doing that. So I think it's safe to say that we're both going to say when it comes to Crusader Kings 3, pass on it. If you're listening to this and you disagree, ooh, man, you're probably already playing it.
They're going to be the right. People are really mad are going to be the fans who are like, you're just too dumb. This is one of the best games ever. I'm right. I think you're right.
You're probably right. Right. You're probably right. But not for me. So, well, we agree that just pass on it. There's so much other things to play. Or so many other things to play. And, you know, I spoke about this already, but when it comes to the point of Game Pass in a lot of ways, like I said, I don't think this needs to be a service to where things can just be dumped on it and they need to all be accessible. But this is just a game that I'm a little confused to its purpose, I guess you could say. To me, it was probably a gamble. It seems like a gamble of just like, this game and this IP and even probably this developer is very niche. Let's see what happens if we open it up to more people. Hopefully they learn from it. Hopefully maybe this will push them to make either a better tutorial or maybe just a different game that is a little bit easier to get into. We'll see. And maybe we're dead wrong. Maybe 10 million people are going to play this game now. So, but when it comes to Crusader Kings 3 on Game Pass or Pass, we're going to say pass on it. And play something else. So, but all right, that is going to do it for this episode. Next episode, we're going in the complete opposite direction with Don't Nod's Tell Me Why. Very, very different game. So tune into that. You can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. If you're listening to this on iTunes or whatever service, Stitcher, Overcast, why not give us a rating? Those ratings definitely help. We got a couple more iTunes ratings, and I can tell you that every time that we get a new rating, numbers go up just a little bit. I promise you that they help. They don't take long. Please leave a comment, and it really helps us out. That's the best thing you can do to get this to more people. So, again, gpopfans@gmail.com. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. We will see you next week with, with Tell Me Why. Tell me why.
Good day, sirs.